you can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. Subscribe to my podcast, The Everyday Guide with Shailja Saraswati, where we can take this journey together.
Mindfulness is one of the great techniques which helps us to expand our horizon and kind of soak in everything without rejecting anything out. And there's some great things which have happened in the last year and a half. Nature has found its rest. We are more compassionate. There is more me time. There's more time with the family. These are things which are a reality. And I think what we have to do is now make the most of it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I really hope that everyone in your home, in your friend circle, in your relative circle, colleagues, is doing well, taking care. It's not the best of the times we are in at the moment. Till last year, it was all about theory. I think with second wave, we really know that it's practical now. You know, threat is right in our faces. Anybody I'm speaking to has somebody affected in their family or in their extended circle. And so how do you build resilience, stay positive in these times when all you hear is negative news the moment you get up till the time you sleep? But I think this is the time when you have to gather all your ammunitions of all the years of any mindfulness, any positivity practice which you've done, and then channelize that. Because our family, us and everyone around us needs that right now. It's the time to pull up our socks, strap up and say, okay, you know, we are in this together, but we are going to sail through. And if you see, you know, if you're in a car which has very good shock absorbers, you will not really feel the bumpy ride, right? But at the same time, if the shock absorbers are really bad, that ride can be very bad and possibly give you a backache by the end of it. Likewise, I think if we have solid plans around resilience, you know, we can absorb whatever is happening around us. And I think the closest I have come to sanity during this period is by having a routine. A routine which kind of sets me in some sort of a rhythm through the day, and also how to navigate the boundaries and these, flimsy boundaries which we have. Like, there is a school running in a house. There are two offices running in a house. There is a senior citizen who's with us. And at the same time, there's a house which has to run, you know, 24/7, providing care and food for everyone. So how does one navigate from one reality to the other without getting, you know, unnerved or without feeling the pressure? And I think in all of this, again, a little bit of mindfulness hacks, some rituals would really come in handy. I've been talking about it repeatedly over last 1 month, whether it's my pause, rewind, reset series, I'm okay syndrome, or it's been the uncertainty, embracing uncertainty. Please have a look at them. It's basically coming from one's own life experience. Again, going back to why routine is critical right now. See, routine is also important because humans are creatures of habit, you know, and if in our immediate surrounding so much is happening, which is questioning our, cohesiveness, our centeredness, our sanity, it's very important to have a fixed routine that, you know, in that routine, you're doing justice to every responsibility or duty you have around. It's just been very tough last 2 weeks. You know, one wants to do a lot more than one can do. You know, people are busy doing office work, doing things at home, things, you know, for our loved ones. I think that's exhausted all of us. But there's also a feeling of, you know, somebody who's making an effort and posting something on social media, for example, there's a backlash which happens, you know, is this enough? Is an organization who's giving leaves to their employees, is that enough? If somebody is posting things about positive things happening around in social media, is that enough? Is some celebrity who's given certain amount as a donation, is that amount enough? I just want to think and, you know, question that, who are we to question what others are doing? I think this is a time when everybody is just pitching in with what they can do and what they are skilled at and what they are thinking is the right thing to do at this time. Any iota of help anyone in trouble gets at this point in time is like that one drop in the ocean which is required to quench the thirst. You know, so I'm not here to preach. I'm just saying that everybody is in flux right now. We are all sailing the same boat. The least we can do is, you know, just say cheer up for people who are actually doing whatever they can do. Spread more positive news outside, at least on our social media posts or on our handles, and kind of encourage more and more people to contribute, you know, and to take up the responsibility to do whatever possible they can do, you know, some volunteer work, some calls, something which they can do in office for their colleagues. And if this also will take us out from that fear psychosis, you know, so this is not the time to think and mull over, and it's not the end of the world. Yes, this is a pandemic. It has come again, you know, in the last 100 years, but it is going to get over. We are all going to cross through, and how we cross through and how we look back are also the memories which we are creating. So choose wisely. Choose wisely how you're writing your script for today, because that's the script which is going to affect our family, our children, our society. And let's do whatever we can do, whatever we can give back to the society. Today's conversation is a very candid conversation. I just wanted to share how I have felt this crazy emotion twice during pandemic. Last time was when I was in London, and pandemic was, you know, in China at that time. We knew it's going to come to Europe, which did happen pretty soon. And it just felt like, will all this come to an end? Is this the end? Is this like the Hollywood movies we've been watching all these years? Is the world going to come to an end? Will our life come to a stop? But the life continued after that. I set a routine. I also started teaching meditation. I got into a new job, which was a great diversion, honestly. And, you know, and just spending time with the family and my child growing up. And we got used to of that. Yeah, it is, the pandemic is there, and this is the new normal. And now that it happened again, especially with the second wave in India, I think I went through the same feeling again, a little bit, you know, reading all the negative social media news. And it's not that I'm saying, you know, we all have to just be positive all the time. We have to absorb all the negativity which is happening, because it's a reality. Negative and positive have to be absorbed by us in equal acceptance. But again, that feeling was coming, you know, is this coming to an end? Will I get affected? What will happen to my child? What will happen to my family? I hope my folks are okay, you know, our elders are okay in the family. When will this come to an end? And then again, I look back, you know, how things were last 18 months. And I think the only guiding principle which helped me was, in life, always look for the light, you know, look for sun, look for wisdom, because when you follow the light and the wisdom, you can never go wrong. They say the darkness is there only till the light is not there. And that light for me always has gravitated towards, you know, oneself. So once you sit in meditation or to, you know, all these mindfulness techniques, I think the more centered you are, the more connected you are, you know, inwards, that intuition or your intuitive self gets enhanced, and that starts guiding you, you know, in life, what is right, how to navigate, what to take in, what to, you know, where to switch off, where to switch on. And I can't stress upon this, you know, that it is so important to learn certain skills. For some people, this inward journey can start with, you know, some craft, some art, some music, fitness, or some sort of a hobby. Just make it a point that you spend time with yourself. So cut off all your gadgets, cut off all the social media clutter, the noise. Yes, there is a pandemic. Yes, it's not happened for the first time. Yes, people did survive and people did flourish. Nations did flourish after that. And we need to be centered. We need to be centered because this is a time someone else needs that support more than us. And if we are centered, maybe we can be of help in any little way, you know, as small as passing on a number, forwarding a message, calling up and asking them how they are, if they need any help from us, or as big as donating money and donating your time and effort. So all I wanted to say was, you know, it's just been crazy couple of weeks, but we're going to sail through this. I have a feeling we're going to sail through this. We're going to cross through this with huge lot of learnings and new skills. Our children are going to get more resilient. It's very difficult to see them grow in the, you know, the contained environment they are in right now. It's difficult to look at senior citizens go through their own issues at the moment. It's very difficult, you know. It's I have two elderly in my family, and I look at them and I can sense a lot of emotions they are going through currently, which they're not even articulating. And likewise, children, you know, they don't understand what's going on. My son has had two birthdays in lockdown. You know, he's 4 years old now. But yeah, that's it. That's what it is. It's just, again, look at the light, look at the wisdom, follow that, have a routine, have certain techniques and tools to de-stress, to calm down, to be centered, and be of value to someone else. It could be just your peppiness or your energy or your just calmness which you bring in that conversation can uplift the person or give clarity to their mind. I'm going to talk about a very important topic which has been bothering me for a few days. It's about the helpers we have, you know, who come home, whether they are part-time or full-time. I think the sense of seriousness regarding the pandemic, I don't see amongst them, you know. So as much as we are taking precaution of wearing masks and not going to office, and during lockdown, obviously, nobody is going to office. But I just see a lackluster, a lack of knowledge, that it is just, you know, one of those flu type of symptoms which will go away and it's not going to hit them. Because I'm struggling with counseling and informing my helpers around me continuously, but I don't see this information just going anywhere, you know, getting registered anywhere. I want to address all the working professionals out there. Just maybe ask all of you that while we are taking care of ourselves, the staff around us, especially the helpers and maids, the drivers, cooks, you know, the baby caretakers or senior citizen caretakers, are we spending enough time with them, informing them about the issue, how we can help them, what they should be doing when it's at the peak of its wave, and how things can be managed in a more flexible, modular way depending on when the wave is coming and the wave is going. You know, because we keep saying that you don't go out, right, and you wear a mask, but the moment the lockdown will be over, I'm in Mumbai right now, but I know the moment the lockdown will be over, people are going to flood to the streets, to the shops, and it will be back to mini, you know, celebration or ceremony back again. So how do we avoid this? How do we instill that thought and bring a behavioral change? And I'm aware maybe some organizations or media companies would be working towards bringing that kind of sensitization amongst people from all strata of society. And I think it's a must. It's required. As soon as possible, we should run these campaigns and we should come up with something which, you know, kind of brings the importance of social distancing, wearing a mask, staying at home, taking precaution, and the other thing that the government and everybody's been talking about. I can't stress upon this fact more, considering the kind of news which we are all impacted some way or the other, you know. The day starts with some sad news about someone in our close circle getting affected. The week ends with that note. So how do we keep our sentiment and our emotions intact? I would leave you with, you know, just pick up some mindfulness techniques, breath work, spend some time with yourself, enroll yourself for certain courses. If you haven't learned those tools and techniques, please do that. It's very important to keep yourself physically fit and mentally healthy. My master always says, you know, a strong mind can carry a weak body, but a weak mind will not be able to carry a strong or a weak body at all. So please be mindful of this. The mental and emotional strain of what we are going through is equally important right now, along with the physical, you know, impact our bodies are taking. I'll leave you here, but I'll see you soon in the next episode.